Well, we want to stick with the topic of the markets now with our next guest of the hour. Marta Norton is Morningstar Investment Management Chief Investment Officer of the Americas. Marta, thank you so much for joining us this afternoon. I want to get first your reaction to this morning's CPI print, getting that fresh 40-year high rate of inflation. What do you think this really signals here for the Fed and what we should be expecting out of that March meeting?
Emily, it's great to be here. You know, I think this number is a trend continuing what we saw starting in 2021 and then moving forward into 2022. I think a lot of folks are expecting inflation to show signs of cooling, if not now, in the coming months, as some of the concerns around supply chains get straightened out, and that being one of the major sources, that and also pandemic driven demand for some of those areas like used cars. So that's the expectation that's built into the markets. But, you know, like other investors at Morningstar Investment Management, we're always going to be preparing for what isn't built into the markets. And so one thing that we're thinking about, of course, is what happens if inflation continues at kind of higher rates than people are expecting, and how do you position for that? So obviously, it's not a single variable world. It's a multivariable world. You have to think about a lot of things rather than just inflation. But that's certainly something that's on our minds right now.
What would you look for in the data, particularly to show or to say that consumers are no longer comfortable with prices at these levels?
Yeah, so Brad, I think that's a good question. So I think it's fair to say that I don't think any consumer likes to see any sort of inflation increase. So I think some of the numbers that I saw bandied about today was this idea that individuals are paying maybe $250 a month more than they did before, and nobody likes paying higher prices. So certainly that's the case already. But I think what we would begin to look for is if there's some sort of reduction in demand, if people are beginning to respond to price increases and some of those discretionary purchases that they don't need to buy, or things that they start putting on hold because they just don't want to pay at the higher price points. But one other element of inflation that can be especially, self-reinforcing is this idea that if people expect inflation to be higher than it is today, then maybe they won't defer those purchases because they just think at some point they're going to have to pay for them, and they don't want to pay for them at even higher prices than today. So it's a bit of kind of searching around to understand how consumers are going to react to this, but, you know, kind of watching how consumers behave from a demand perspective is one way to get a gauge on that.
And in terms of the market response that we're seeing to this morning's CPI report, is the volatility we're seeing coming right now because of the fact that the Fed is going to be tightening, or because of the uncertainty about how quickly and what exactly the Fed is going to be doing at each meeting in order to address this inflation?
Yeah. So as I was listening to Jared walk through those numbers in terms of the day's performance, I mean, you can clearly see both an inflation and interest rate story playing out there. So just for example, with technology stocks selling off, one of the concerns about an area like technology that has really high valuations is that investors expect those interest rates to make the companies a little bit less attractive. So there's clearly an inflation or rate story that you can pull from today's price movements. I think generally speaking, what we're seeing is a market that has been priced to perfection, especially those market darlings like the big tech stocks. And so any sort of surprise is going to rattle investors. Now, whether investors are reacting to an eventual just steady increase in inflation or, in interest rates, or whether they're reacting to the idea that there's going to be aggressive movement, I think some of the volatility is a sign that they're not quite sure what to expect. But certainly what we're seeing in some of the comments about 100 basis points move in pretty short order, that's certainly something that investors are trying to digest today and in the days to come.
And so what would you be advising in a market like this, with the volatility in play, with the uncertainty about the size or the pace of some of the impending rate hikes and tightening?
Yeah, it's a good question. And I'm going to come back to that comment I made earlier, that we are in a multivariable world, not a single variable world. And I think, you know, certainly all of us have kind of a linear way that we think. We think, you know, one variable, inflation, and the impact that that's going to have on portfolios. But obviously, there's a myriad of things that are interacting. There's inflation and interest rates and high valuations and the potential for something surprising, you know, a COVID resurgence that we can't predict. And so as investors, we're kind of thinking thinking through all of those different scenarios and thinking about how to position portfolios. And how we're handling that is we're thinking probabilistically. You know, how likely is there to be an inflation surprise? How likely is there to be some sort of pullback based on valuations? And so as we position in the market, we're certainly thinking about those assets that are protective of inflation. We're thinking of maybe lowering our duration profile. We're thinking about some of the areas that we've liked for quite some time, like energy, remaining somewhat attractive within the portfolios. But we're also thinking, you know, what happens if there is disappointment on the economic growth standpoint? In that case, you know, long-term treasuries do have some merit. So even if you're concerned about inflation and interest rates, there still is a case to be made for some of these asset classes if, you know, the expectations that you have today are a little bit different from what actually plays out.
What's your expectations for the stock market broadly in terms of how resilient it's going to be, whether it can continue to climb even in the face of this elevated inflation we're seeing right now, and if the Fed does embark on this aggressive interest rate hiking and quantitative tightening path?
I think near term, I'm aligned with what I'm hearing from a lot of other people in the sense that we're expecting continued volatility. And one of the reasons I say that relates to where valuations were and the longer term trend of the market. I mean, it's just been a tremendous time to be an investor, really from the global financial crisis on. Yes, certainly we've had periods of disappointment, periods of volatility, but by and large, people have made money hand over fist. And so leaving 2021, you could argue that we were really priced for perfection. And so any disappointment, any concern about the economy, I think that can really lead to short-term volatility. So that's one of the expectations that we have. Longer term, just given where valuations were, lots of areas of the market just weren't that attractive to us. So whether we're looking at fixed income or whether we're looking at equities, we didn't see great long-term returns coming out of those different areas. And so what we're trying to weigh is, okay, maybe equities, broadly speaking, aren't attractive, but what areas are a little bit more attractive than others? And so that's led us to energy. It's led us to financials. It's led us to value-leaning areas more broadly, small caps on a marginal basis. And that's how we position. Now, whether that means year over year, we're going to see positive returns, my guess is no better than anyone else's. But that's how we think in the long run, we're better positioned to drive returns for investors.
Marta Norton, who is the Morningstar Investment Management Chief Investment Officer of the Americas. Great to have you here with us today. And thanks so much for the analysis and breakdown on what has been a very volatile session for certain. Marta, appreciate the time.